Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with Indiana House Republicans. In the new state budget, Indiana increased K-12 funding by $640 million, a 5% increase from the last budget. This is the highest funding level to date for Indiana schools. This state budget also expands school choice, allowing more dollars to follow the student. State Representative Becky Cash of Zionsville says this will empower all families to decide the education environment that's best for them and their students.
Every student is different, and when it comes to education, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Hoosier families should have the opportunity to send their child to the school that best meets their needs.
These investments and policies are leading to positive results for Hoosier students. According to the 2024 National Assessment of Educational Progress, the state recently jumped to sixth in the nation for fourth and eighth grade reading and made gains in fourth grade math. Recent 2025 iLearn scores also show significant improvements in math since 2021 across all grade levels and all student populations. State Representative Matt Commons of Williamsport, who is a high school social studies teacher, says other efforts to modernize education and prioritize more career experiences are supporting Hoosier students as well.
Our focus is on providing options for families and focusing on results. These efforts are aimed at ensuring Indiana's K-12 curriculum engages students in learning and prepares them for the modern workforce.
Wallet Hub recently ranked Indiana 8th best in the nation for education. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from Indiana House Republicans.